That's interesting. You mentioned about checkpoint inhibitors. Have you seen pneumonitis in a breast cancer patient getting a checkpoint inhibitor?
Only once, but I have seen it. Yeah, I've seen it in non-small cell, but I've seen it once in a breast cancer patient, and it was pretty significant.
Interesting. Just out of curiosity, how many people have you treated with checkpoint inhibitors with breast cancer, and has that all been on trial?
So I've only treated people on trial personally, although I have one patient who's going to another oncologist as well. She's going to two oncologists and he's giving her a checkpoint inhibitor and I'm seeing her. She has no pneumonitis. But I have treated probably on clinical trial about 3 dozen, 2 to 3 dozen patients,
Wow.
because we've had a lot of phase one with either single agent or combination.
Have you seen any prolonged responses?
I have to tell you that I haven't. And I think that part of the reason probably is that most of the trials we've been doing have not been first line. The responses I've seen have been first line, and I think the data at ASCO really showed that as well. Once again, we've all been very, very excited about checkpoint inhibitors, but thus far, certainly in breast cancer, it's only the triple negatives that I think we've seen results of. I think there's a lot of work going on in making cold tumors hot tumors. But I don't see yet that we've got a lot of clinical data. So I think that off trial, it's hard to rationalize that. And I think in triple negatives, it's really been shown to be as early as possible. I think the data suggests that neoadjuvant first line is probably where it's going to be best active. Unfortunately, it's not showing the promise that we would like to see in later lines.
Neoadjuvant?
So no, the metastatic. Yeah.
Oh, metastatic.
I think that we might want to see it in neoadjuvant. I think that's where we might want to see it, which it's an expensive drug to be given in neoadjuvant. And when we know that many triple negatives are cured, it's again going to need us to have more biomarkers to know who needs it. Who are those patients who aren't getting a PCR who maybe could be helped by the CDK4/6?